Wow, this is huge news. Tether, you know, the powerhouse behind USDT and the world's biggest stablecoin, has just bought out SoftBank's entire stake in 21 Capital. That's the Bitcoin treasury management firm co-founded by Jack Mallers.
It's a significant move. By taking full ownership, Tether now has complete operational control. That means no more external investor oversight, and it clearly aligns with their push to expand their underlying infrastructure.
And you can really feel the strategic shift here. Tether isn't just sticking to stablecoin issuance anymore. They're stepping up to become a central architect of Bitcoin's entire foundational ecosystem. It's genuinely exciting to see them play such a pivotal role.
Absolutely. And this acquisition is the key that unlocks a much larger play. A proposed merger between 21 Capital, Strike, and Electron Energy. It's setting the stage for something structurally much bigger.
Think about how beautifully this all fits together. They're building a fully integrated Bitcoin network. Electron Energy brings sustainable power for mining. The mining generates the Bitcoin, 21 Capital manages the treasury, and Strike handles Lightning network payments and fiat on-ramps. It's like a complete, self-sustaining ecosystem.
Exactly. By bridging energy, mining, treasury management, and payments, this merged entity solves a massive problem. Institutions have been asking for a transparent, compliant, and efficient way into digital assets. This structure eliminates the friction of today's fragmented market.
From where I'm sitting, this consolidation is a clear sign that the crypto industry is finally maturing. It feels like we're moving past the early experimental days into something much more structured and professional.
That's a fair point. Tether's infrastructure-first approach really does lower the barrier for institutional capital. If executed well, it could genuinely accelerate Bitcoin's adoption as a mainstream corporate reserve asset.
Of course, it won't all be smooth sailing. Regulators are definitely going to be watching closely, especially when it comes to capital controls, anti-money laundering compliance, and how they disclose their energy usage.
Precisely. The real test will be balancing that necessary institutional financial rigor with the decentralized principles that originally attracted investors to crypto in the first place. It's a delicate tightrope to walk.
But when you boil it all down, the takeaway is really clear and honestly pretty inspiring. Tether isn't trying to compete in traditional asset management. They're strategically positioning themselves right at the heart of a purpose-built, consolidated Bitcoin ecosystem.
And that vertical integration model is exactly what institutions need. It directly targets their biggest pain points by unifying energy, mining, treasury services, and payments into one single, compliant framework.
If they pull this off transparently, it could set a completely new industry standard for corporate crypto operations. It'll drive real, sustained Lightning network utility and finally transition the market from fragmented experimentation to regulated, infrastructure-led growth. I'm really optimistic about where this could lead.
Agreed. The vision is compelling, and the execution will ultimately determine whether this becomes the blueprint for the next phase of digital assets. It's definitely a development worth watching closely.